Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Lillard knows the offense, but as Lillard has stated, this is completely different. In Portland, I was the one making things happen. I was the one telling everybody where to go. I was commanding everything. That's not the situation he's in now. So he's trying to let this whole thing play out and not take over the situation. And if I'm Adrian Griffin, I go up to Damian Lillard and go, you know the offense better than we all do. All of us. Nobody knows the offense better than you do. You ran it for years. You take control and you tell everybody how you want them to run it. I would give him that much authority. And if Giannis doesn't like it, too bad. That's how this is going to go. He's going to run the offense. He's going to call the plays, and we're going to let him just kind of run the show here. And I think he'd be okay with it. And I think Giannis would be okay with it. And then let's see what happens, because he knows the offense better than anybody else. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. And if there's a funk going on and there's something wrong and he knows what it is, just let him take it over and let him run the show. Just like you let a quarterback run a 2-minute offense and let them call plays a lot of times. Or back in the day with Peyton Manning with the Colts, Tom Moore was the offensive coordinator. Well, Manning got freedom to do whatever he wanted. Up he went, and away they went. And Tom Moore and him had an understanding of kind of what they wanted to run in different sets, 4 or 5 plays in different situations. And he would kind of pick what he wanted and go. Let Damian Lillard have that same quarterback that you would trust with an NFL quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or Manning or Brady or whatever, and let him kind of take over and do his thing, Nathan.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of the challenge they're facing is like, Lillard thinks, yeah, it's Giannis's team, so I got to let Giannis kind of do what he wants. And Giannis is like, well, this is Dame's offense. I got to let Dame do what he wants. Yep. And Griffin's there, and he's his first-year coach. And they're just – they don't have that connection. They don't know what they're doing yet. And I agree. And I don't know who to put the blame. I don't know who to put – because I don't know who's deciding what to do. Like, I don't – if Giannis isn't – like, when Giannis isn't screening for Dame, I don't know if that's Giannis saying, I'm not screening for Dame and I'm going to do my own thing. Or if it's Dame, not like Dame should be calling him over, or if Griffin should be telling them to do that. I don't know the dynamics there. So I can't really put that on anyone. All I know is I just need to see Dame with the ball in his hands more, bringing it up, them doing screens with Dame and Giannis, Dame and whoever, Dame and Brooke, I don't care. Just Dame needs to have that ball in his hands more, needs to be more assertive. I think Giannis needs to play more off ball. And you know, and I think, yeah, I think with Dame, like, it seems like even when he does have the ball in his hands, he hasn't been commanding much. He hasn't been like, you know, call, like, get a screen. I want a screen. And really moving guys around and doing stuff. It just kind of seems like they don't have any direction right now. And again, not sure who to blame on that, but the bottom line is they need to have that direction and they need to really just start to hammer down. All right, Dame, you are the lead ball handler. You're going to, you know, we're going to have a bunch of screens with you. You're going to be, you know, doing most of our ball handling, shot creation type of stuff, as he should be, and hope, and then just kind of like hope everything falls into place as they kind of have that pecking order established and really know, okay, like this is what we're going to run. We're going to do this and this, and this works and blah, blah, blah.
Listening to the Green and Growing podcast right now, don't forget, like, follow, subscribe, all those fun things that you do. Always streaming these bad boys, usually live on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page, like we are currently tonight here on Thursday evening. So definitely want to make sure you do all those fun stuff there. And then on the Odyssey app, wherever you download your favorite podcast at, also a way to do that too. A couple comments coming in. Say Hi says, seems like Giannis is second guessing his move since Dame came to the team, almost like he wants to play more structured because the team got better. He needs to run the show and kick it to the free guy when defense gets crowded. That has been a thing with me in game one. Remember I was screaming and yelling about that? Like, oh no, it was just me doing that podcast. Sorry. Him running into 5 people, that's going to stop. That has to stop. Like, they cannot allow that to continue. I get it when it's you and Middleton's on the bench and they got nobody else around you and you're like, screw it, I'm going to do it myself. Fine. But when Lillard is out there and Middleton is out there and you got guys around you that can score, please don't do this one on five crap, right? That's the thing that drives me nuts, where he decides to put his head down like a bull and I'm going to run over everybody. Hopefully I don't get a charging call on me and I'm going to try and go do it. Those days don't have to be like that anymore, Nathan. And that's something that he's got to understand, that, look, man, you can drive, but throw it and kick it, because they're going to collapse on you every time.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. And again, this I think will be something that hopefully Giannis is just able to realize over time. Like, it's not something he's totally used to. It's not, because he's used to needing to usually do that. He's used to needing to, hey, I got to drive, I got to carry the load, I got to do all this. He doesn't need to be like that anymore. And it might take some time for him to realize that and to really get comfortable with that. But that is the reality. And yeah, when he's doing that, you're like, all right, you're not even like letting Dame make your life easier. You know, you're just making life difficult on yourself when you don't need to. Whereas, you know, before, yeah, when, like you said, when, you know, Middleton was out and it wasn't Dame out there, it's like you felt like you kind of had to do that. It's like, you don't have to do that anymore. You're making things difficult on yourself for no reason. And so, yeah. And again, it's the same with when, you know, and that's what they're doing right now all together. They're making things more difficult than they need to be. You know, again, when Dame isn't calling for screens and they're not doing that type of action, and it's just kind of like, they're kind of errant and they don't really have any direction. Everything's just more difficult than it really needs to be. It's like, no, have some direction, use each other, move the ball, set screens, use the Dame Giannis pick and roll. Like, it should be very easy to make this offense work. And again, just, I've said 100 times, I'm just hoping that as the season goes along, they get better with it, they get more comfortable, and we see better results.
Let's move on to topic number two. And when we talk about topic number two, this comes from Archon14 on Twitter. If you follow him, you know he's a very knowledgeable dude as far as this stuff. And he tweets out, it's only 4 games in, but I feel pretty confident in saying that the Bucks and Giannis, if it's to believe, made a very large error in hiring Adrian Griffin to the head coach's role. He goes on, before we even get to how the Bucks are playing, just some default assumptions I had coming in. My assumption coming in was that the hire was probably bad. Most first-time head coaches are not ready to take over a team with a short title contention window. The Bucks, as an organization, do not have time for Adrian Griffin to learn on the job. Every year that passes, their chances of winning a title are decreasing as Giannis moves further away from his physical peak and the supporting players' ages in their mid to late 30s. It was very worth noting that Adrian Griffin was over 14 prior to this Bucks hire and getting a head coaching job when interviewed. Source within the league, not affiliated with the Bucks, described this to me as a pretty remarkably bad number. 14 times passed over and all 14 were wrong? Question mark. And then he goes over the stats incident with Adrian Griffin, and there's all kinds of stuff. The thread is super long and a lot of really good stuff, I think, from him on Twitter, again, at Archon14. Okay. I didn't really think about it from that perspective. I'll tell you that. Now, when we had the finalists, I remember you and I both had Adrian Griffin last of the finalists that were mentioned, right? I don't think either one of us, well, I know neither one of us had him as one on our list or two on our list at this point. And they ended up hiring him. Nick Nurse won a title, maybe not as player friendly as Adrian Griffin, but still won the title as the guy, as the head coach, of being a man in charge. Had a superstar in Kawhi Leonard coming into a new situation that had to kind of work himself in and deal with all of that, and made it work and figured out how to finish it. Now, again, we can talk about whether or not this was the right hire or not, but I think it's a great point talking about the fact that, you know, they do have a shorter window than, say, Oklahoma City, that has everybody young, not getting paid a ton of money. And that window is huge. The Bucks window is a lot shorter. If this hire is wrong, you've wasted a year or two or three of Giannis's career if he's not the right guy and you don't know until you get much later into it. I'm not going to say he's right or wrong after just a few games, so I'm not going to do that. But his point is, hiring a proven guy makes more sense for the veteran-laden, older team that this current team is, having already won a championship. I think it's a good point.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.